You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Sky is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a dude named Edward. Sky, before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you talked to Edward?
It's been about a week.
Okay. And have you reached out to him at all, or are you just waiting for him?
I'm waiting for him to reply back to me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's go back to your date and like relive that to see if there was anything that maybe why.
So I met Edward at an art class that we both took in college, and it was we got like selected for a group project, and as we were like working together, we just started talking more and more, and then Edward asked me out.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I was like really excited about it because like it's been a while since I've been on a date. The last time I was out was with my ex, and my ex-boyfriend and I were together since high school.
Oh, wow.
So like we met up at this like modern art gallery, and like a lot of our conversations are about art and everything in modern art, and I've never been to one, so he decided to take me. He told me about one. It was in this part of town that's like really sketchy. Like it's I don't know, I just didn't feel safe, but it was cool because Edward was there, and he like made me feel comforted. Like he made me feel safe and protected. So we walked to this nice little cafe, we ate, we got to know each other, and like really got to know each other in like this personal sense. Mm-hmm. I could tell like Edward was like really in the mood to for some playtime. But because I...
When you say playtime, what do you mean by that?
So yeah, I mean like we were like kind of hands-on, like touchy, feely, you know, just talking and touching and, you know, all of those good things. And I could see that he was excited.
Really?
Sorry.
Like, not because of his smile, because of something else.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it sounds like you liked it.
He was really respectful. Like, he never pushed the issue. Like, he was very respectful. So, honestly, I didn't want to rush it because he would be, like, the first guy romantically I would have been with or would be with since my ex. Mm-hmm. So what I did do was like I didn't want him to think of me like as a like a prude or anything. So I threw him against my car, and I decided to make out with him for a long while.
He's excited, so I'm gonna throw him up against my car. Yeah. That way, this doesn't go too far. Oh, Sky, I love it already. This is great. This is like a movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when we left, I told him that I would text him when I got home, and I did. I thanked him for a wonderful night and everything, but I didn't get a response from him for about 4 hours. And then at about 3 a.m, I get a random text asking me, would I like him to be wearing this? And this was a picture of a woman's panty and matching bra.
What?
Set laid out on the bed.
Okay.
He asked if you would like him to be wearing that?
Yes.
Huh. Huh. Okay. And he's the one ghosting you?
Yeah. It kind of caught me off guard. Like, it caught me by surprise. But I was just like, something new. He's sure. Like, you know, we're both weird artists. And, like, he did say that he was sexually fluid. So I didn't really get weirded out by it. So I replied. I was just like, it depends on how good you are in a week, you face. And I haven't heard from him since.
Is that some kind of test that he, is it like a trap he lays out? Like,
yeah.
You want me to wear this? And depending on how you respond is whether or not he proceeds.
That's what I was thinking.
I've never heard that one before. Yeah. That one's new.
I mean, it's weird that he would go that far and then not text
you
back.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted and get you another date if you still want one after you find out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next. It's the Jubal Show.
I can't wait.
Me too.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow up, Sky is on the phone and Sky is really confused why she's getting ghosted by a dude named Edward. So am I.
Yeah, I think we all are.
So is Nina. So is Victoria. We're all confused. We're about to call him and find out why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. Sky, why don't you refresh everybody's memory though and tell us about your experience with Edward and your date?
Okay, so like we went out, went to a cafe, everything was great, everything got hot and steamy. I kind of slowed him down a little bit, didn't go all the way, but I did throw him against my car, kind of hard and made out with him. I don't know, I'm thinking maybe he thinks I'm too boring. He sent me a picture of him, well, not him, but of a bra and panty set matching, and asked me would I like him to wear it. And I told him, you know, maybe, depends on how good he is. And I haven't heard back from him. And he's like super hot and he's the greatest. And we like get along so well, and I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand this one at all.
Yeah. We're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then see if you want another date. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Edward, please?
This is Edward.
Edward, how are you, man? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Edward.
I know who you guys are. What's up?
Well, we're calling today because we got an email about you from Sky.
Are you serious?
Yes, for a first date follow-up.
I was just about to ask if it was first date follow-up.
Yes.
And I'm sorry I'm all over the place, but like, I'm so happy that you guys are calling so I can finally get a hold of her.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So look, we were taking an art class together and we went on a date. She's probably told you this, and the art class it's over. And the only way I had to get a hold of her was the number in my phone. Okay. So did she told you about our date, right?
Honestly, yes. I can't get past the bra and panties if we're being honest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The what?
Okay.
I didn't see your bra and panties.
Bra and panties.
Oh, never mind.
You already probably know that Sky is on the line listening and wants to talk to you. So you seem to know these segments very well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a fan. Hey, Sky, how are you?
Hi, Edward.
Hey, first off, thank you. And I am so sorry. The part of town we went to that seemed shady was really shady. After you left, I was on the way to my car and some dude came up with a gun and made me empty my pockets. He took my wallet, my keys, my phone. My first thought then was, thank God Sky's already gone. I didn't want to go through it, but I really didn't want you to have to go through it, especially since like I suggested that part of town. And like I said, he got my keys and my wallet and my phone, and I didn't have any way to contact you. I tried finding somebody in class that might have your number, but nobody had it. I've been busy getting all my credit cards canceled and getting a new license. And I've been back and forth with the cops a couple of times because he took my car.
What?
You know, I had my keys out. I was about to get in my car when he showed up and did it. So like, I feel like I'm so thankful that you weren't there, but yeah, I lost my car, my wallet, my keys, my phone, and my connection to you.
Whoa.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't call you sooner, but like after I responded to that picture, I just figured that you weren't interested in me anymore.
What picture? Like if I didn't have my phone, I didn't get a picture. I didn't send a picture.
Okay. So, all right. So like, so when we left, I told you that I was going to text you, that, you know, I made it home safely, and I did. And then I got like, I didn't get anything from you. And then until like 3 o'clock in the morning, I got a response, but it was a picture. And you asked me if I would like you if you were wearing this, and it was a matching panty and bra set. And so I said, it depends on how good you are with the winky face. And then you didn't reply.
That's random.
So that wasn't you that texted that.
The carjacker sent her a bra and panty.
He didn't look like he was wearing bra and panties. Wow. Why would you send that to a stranger? It had to have been sent by the dude that mugged me or somebody that was with him.
I
don't have a lock on my phone.
Oh no. Oh my God.
No, look, you're fine. Like, I just had your phone number in there, and like, I save everything. It doesn't have your full name. I just save everything by like the first letter and where I met him. So like, it's S, art class. So I knew that that was you, but like, there's no address. I mean, I had to shut off the old phone. I got a new one with the same number. So anything that comes across now will be me, but I didn't have your number. And it was that first day. So you're safe. Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I'm bummed. He didn't like rough me up, hit me or anything. He just took my stuff. It's more an inconvenience than anything else. I just gave it to the dude and he took off in my car.
Well, I'm so sorry for calling a radio station. I'm sorry for bothering you in the middle of all this. So sorry. Oh my God.
No. It's like, Scott, it is by far the best thing that's happened to me all day. I've been wanting to call and talk to you again because, like, I really like you, and I'm sorry that, like, I can't imagine what you've been going through. But
Edward, would you like to go on another date with Sky? We'll pay for it.
That, man, that's a silly question. Of course I do. Yes, I would love to see Sky again, whether you pay for it or not.
I definitely want to go on another date with you, but you have to wear that hot bra and panty set.
Oh, God.
Well, it depends on how good you are.
Okay.
And Sky, I'm going to need you to drive because I don't have a car right now.
Oh, gosh. That sucks.
I don't mind.
Well, congratulations, Sky. You got
Thank
another
you.
Date.
Oh, yay.
I know.
And you too, Edward.
I'm so happy. I'm glad
this
you're
amazing.
Okay. I'm so happy. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Edward. You said you have the same number, so I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you.
Please. Please. I'll save the number this time. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.